we have associated the word disruption with a good thing in business. If you can disrupt an industry like Uber did with taxi cabs, you are revered as a savvy entrepreneur. However, there is a type of disruption with work that bosses and managers should avoid. Before you disrupt your direct report's workflow, consider the impact you are causing on overall productivity. We hear a lot of advice targeted to employees about how to communicate and update their bosses, whether working remotely or in office. But this lesson in communication is specifically targeted towards managers and bosses. Since I am a boss, I can tell you I speak from experience when I say there is a downside in disrupting your team. After the recession in 2008, I decided it wasn't necessary for my company, Pitch Publicity, to operate from a physical office anymore. What that recession taught me was I could effectively deliver services to clients without the overhead of an office. So for more than a decade now, my team has been working remotely. In many ways, it was an adjustment, but especially for my management style. When I was in a building with my employees, we had a morning meeting, an end of the day meeting, and I could physically see what my employees were doing all day and how productive or non-productive they were being. Once I moved my business to a virtual environment, and keep in mind, this was before the popularity and widespread use of video conference calls, it was a bit challenging for me as a boss to not feel in control of my team. I had to trust that they were working and being productive. To do this, I provide bi-weekly incentive bonuses for hitting production targets. Even with this strategy in place, as a boss, you sometimes feel like you have to constantly check in and throw assignments at your team to make sure they are working, but this can actually become detrimental to productive workflow. The pitch challenge today: if you are a manager or a boss, limit the amount of abrupt interruptions to your direct reports. Every time you interrupt them, it's like hitting the panic button, and they will jump at your every request. At first, this may seem productive from your view because you are seeing small tasks getting completed, but bigger goals and objectives will be suffering as a result. You have to trust your team. When you interrupt them constantly throughout the workday, you are signaling mistrust, which will cause them to lose sight of your overall goals and objectives. It's important to set weekly or bi-weekly goals and be clear about assignments. Disrupt them only when absolutely necessary and not because you are wondering what they are up to. You can also relegate random questions to one time of the day instead of spreading them out throughout the day. I actually noticed that the less I reach out to my team, the more they reach out to me for guidance. You will know if someone is not really working for you if goals are not consistently met. And if that happens, then you address that directly and make decisions on workflow and productivity at that time versus scattered throughout the week. There is a huge downside with disruption when it comes to day-to-day communication. It's vital to your business to try to limit internal disruption to gain maximum productivity on your overall mission and objectives.